the cunt serving a political inaction committee. It's almost like watching a rerun of the Martin Downey Jr. show, because we're weird like that. So on today's show, I'm just going to give you guys a heads up here. We might be on at 8 o'clock Saturday night because the CPAC was one of the biggest shit shows I have ever seen. I mean, it went on for hours. And not only that, but their YouTube channel, they put commercials on their ads. Like, they're advertising this. Let me cry out of it. God, this is one of the most weirdest. I mean, I thought last year was bad. Oh, wait till we get to the I mean, this is like freak shows of all freak shows. All right, this is our special edition of the week. We're not doing it as on a frequent basis just because the cost benefits and analysis of this program tends to be too much sometimes. So on today's show, I'm going to be playing many gods today, including former President Donny Boy Trump, his son Donald Trump Jr. I did not get his girlfriend Kimberly Guilfoyle, but I was just realizing she's, I think, 20 years older than me, and I think she's a Pisces, right? I think her birthday's coming up. Let me do a search on that. Kimberly, because I just didn't realize this. I was watching her. Yeah, March. Oh, she's 69. All right, so she's 40, 50. Hold on. 69 plus, all right, she's going to be turning 53 in a few days. Yes, 52 according to Wikipedia. Yeah, yeah, she's aging her brain. I mean, this is kind of weird because the reason why I brought up his girlfriend was cause I had the hots for her when she was on Court TV with Vinny Not So Cosmopolitan. And I, she was like, how old is she? In 05, 06, in her 30s. Yeah, she was a smoke. Now she's, you know what makes her so unattractive is her politics. She is such a fucking sellout. You're gonna need a laugh today. Laugh is gonna be your best medicine today. We're gonna start off the Zoom with cuts from the commercials that ran on day one on their stream. They had to throw advertising. You know, they need to grab here. All right, add one. Cut one.
We the people are back.
This corridor is more than an energy project. It's an attack, the weak against the strong.
Freedom of speech is under attack.
We as conservatives have ultimate faith in people.
In here, no one tells us what to think.
This is Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus.
Give it to God. He is doing this for a reason.
There is a way to find justice.
Has anyone told you you look like Joe Exotic?
Hands on top of your head.
Good or bad? I'm not gonna let anyone take my glory.
Daytona is a place where magic can happen.
At home with me, Paula Deen.
I'm Waters, and this is my world right here.
The future for all freedom-loving people.
I think the best way you can thank me for being a veteran is be a good American.
If somebody could listen to this story and not immediately agree that that's the mark of a hero, I don't know what else I could say.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
That was Fox Nation, in case you couldn't tell by the talent. Yikes. Yikes, 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 yikes. Ah! Alright, cut one. This was the first ad that played out.
Worth watching and sharing.
There's that strongman music.
Our commitment is to bring you the facts and to show you the world. We won't be divided by politics, and we won't be swayed by the dollar. We believe in the strength of our nation and the hope in our shared humanity.
Shared.
We are NTD Television, and we are proud.
Who's funding them?
In trust. And
I like to know.
To make you smile. NTD Television, now available 24/7 on television and streaming platforms.
All right, let's go to cut three. This is another commercial. I mean, they get so much money now. The Schlaps are like freaking millionaires. I mean, vis-a-vis CPAC. I mean, jeez. Cut 33. Another commercial for conservatives.
Moms for America is a national movement of moms, reclaiming our culture for truth.
The Mama Bear Movement.
Constitution. With a national network of...
Are you fucking
moms,
kidding me?
Moms for America has become one of the fastest growing movements of women in America.
The government, just as our founding fathers established it, still gets its powers from the consent of the governed.
Don't be a Karen.
We're in the middle of a mom-led revolution, and Moms for America is at the forefront.
I take full offense to the NSBA and the DOJ referring to concerned parents like myself as domestic terrorists needing to be investigated.
Now you know what it's like to be an oppressed member of society, because a lot of the oppressed people have been screwed with this for years.
A pathetic taunt of a schoolyard bully. I, like so many other mama bears, was in hibernation.
Mama bears, oh my god, oh my lord.
We are Moms for America. Join the revolution.
Ugh. So now it's getting legitimized through the Conservative Political Inaction Committee. All right, let's go to cut four. This is, I forgot what I put this cut for. It's 4 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Senator Marco Rubio.
Oh, God, Marco Rubio. Little Marco, just 6 years ago. Remember? In case you forgot. Little Marco. Oh, sorry. Little feedbacker.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is, you guys may not know this. I actually just talked to the CDC this morning. And this is the largest maskless gathering.
A lot
since
of mocking
the Super Bowl,
on this.
Apparently. It's the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we've had an epic number of name changes going on in America lately. A bunch of people who got named the wrong thing a few years ago, and now they're trying to change their name. But anyway, I only have 11 minutes with you.
11
you know,
minutes.
Rather than write something out, I just
10:59, 10:58, 10:57.
In all seriousness, you know, being America is hard. And you know why being America is so hard? It's always been hard.
Being
America?
Not,
and let me tell you what I mean by that. Here's what's normal. Almost every person that has ever lived on Earth has had no freedom. You know, the hundreds of billions of people,
what?
Whatever, that have lived throughout 5,500 years of recording human history. Go back, if you look at it, almost everyone that's ever walked the earth, the overwhelming majority of people that have ever lived in a place where they didn't get to pick their leaders. They didn't have any real rights. The rights were whatever their leaders allowed them to have. That's how most people in history have ever lived. This phenomenon of what we call democracy and our republic and liberty, it's a modern phenomenon.
Wow.
What was revolutionary about it is it had this audacious idea that your rights come from God, not from the government, not from leaders. And so...
God is not looking out for these people, let me just tell you.
Being America's hard.
I don't know how these people are being protected.
Compared to human history. You know, one of the fascinating things is human beings live very differently in terms of the technology we use, how we dress, how we communicate. Nothing looks like it did 1,000 years ago, except for one thing, human nature. Human nature is unchanged. Human nature is unchanged. Human nature was the same 2,500 years ago as it is today. That's why the Bible has so much wisdom in it. The same mistakes getting repeated, why history is so important to know, real history. It's what the founders of this nation understood, and they understood that human nature was, if you ever got power, there would always be people that would want to make everybody else live, think, say the things they wanted them to say, and do the things they wanted them to do. And they built protections against it, because none of us are immune from it. Now, I'll tell you, I've lived my entire life in the United States of America. Freedom and liberty is all I've ever known. But I was raised by people and surrounded by people, and to this day live surrounded by people that know what life is like in other countries. And so they know how special America is, and they know what real tyranny looks like and what real oppression looks like. And frankly, even though they've had an enormous impact on my life, even I, as I look back now, took for granted some of their warnings years ago about what happens to a society and to a people when we empower those who believe that their job is to tell the rest of us how to live and think and believe and how we are allowed to do.
And Donald Trump.
And I think in many ways, if you want to define what is so unique about this moment in our history, is that for the first time.
Go to cut five. I'm almost falling asleep here. This guy's not anyway.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Offsides. Please welcome former NBC sportscaster Michelle Tafoya and CPAC chairman Matt Schlapp.
Good morning.
You walk fast.
I walk really fast.
Oh my gosh.
I've been told that my whole entire life. I walk fast. I'm always in a hurry. Can't waste time.
We can't waste time. So I want to start off by just saying this. I don't know if you saw the news. Congratulations to the few, the chosen. CPAC is sold out. Can't buy any more 4-day passes. It's packed. You can get some 1-day passes for Sunday. And talking about passes on Sunday, Michelle.
Yes.
What an honor to have you here.
Sundays are new for me now.
Yeah,
Sundays
that's right.
are not what they used to be for me. It's great to be here.
All right, jump right into it. Why are you at CPAC? A lot of people are surprised to see you here.
I was invited, and I'm so glad that I was, and thank you for inviting me. As many of you know, I just retired as a sportscaster. I was on Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Super Bowl was my final game. Al Michaels gave me a beautiful kiss goodbye at the end. And if anyone's curious, I left because I chose to leave. It was completely my choice. And it's because I wanted to add my voice to the world that needs more voices of courage, I think, that are willing to say, I do not apologize for what I stand for. Don't apologize. And that's why, and it was to become more involved. I'm now working on a campaign in Minnesota with someone running for governor, Kendall Qualls. I'm not supposed to do that. Sorry.
Hey, it's just a fact.
It is a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact. I am a co-chair of his campaign. I hope you'll check him out online. And I just want people to know it's okay to be yourself and speak your values and live your values and not apologize.
So
I don't have any controversial values either.
So if I think about pro sports and as a kid watching pro sports, it never would have been discordant to have values like you have and work in pro sports. At what point did this become a conflict or a tension where if on your own time you wanted to speak about what you cared about, it became a professional problem?
Well, I think the advent of social media, right? If I tweeted anything, you're in the quagmire. Now everyone's retweeting it, and by the way, reading into it, you know, I remember my producer once telling me 140 characters is not the best way to get your message out there.
Yeah.
And he was right. And I have since left Twitter, by the way. I'm not really on social media. I'm on LinkedIn. And
by the way, you're on social media right now, whether you like it or not.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm here voluntarily, and hopefully people will listen to the full. I got more than 140 characters to talk here. But it's a dangerous way to try to communicate with people, because no matter what you say, you will be twisted and taken out of context, guaranteed, by people who want to. It's now, that's the sport now.
So let me tell you, you sound like my wife. oftentimes at 1 a.m., she storms into wherever I'm sitting and says, give me the phone. Because, so many of us who think we should get a fair shot, right? The ref should call it straight. I didn't mean it when I said that. We start to defend ourselves. You're right about the apology. If the apology was meant to say, hey, look, I just want you to know I didn't mean to offend you, but that's not what the apology is. The apology is, see, I told you, you have privilege.
Yep.
You don't have a voice here. Shut up. That's what's going on.
Well, first of all, let's talk about something he just said. I didn't mean to offend you.
Next cut. Do you want me to just jump around? Because I'm getting, my energy level is, so low here that I spent all night ingesting this. So let's go to cut 7 or cut 8. Cut 8.
They set out a bill of rights making clear certain rights could never
let's go to, hold on. Try cut 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem.
I'm Kristi Noem. I talk so calmly, but I'm so obedient when the law is to my side. But when I don't agree with the law, I'll bend it like what I did with the coronavirus last year. Good God.
Well, good afternoon, CPAC. You sound all wound up.
Yes.
Listen, I am so honored to be here with the Patriots.
Patriots!
In the state of South of Florida, the free state of Florida.
She almost slept there. Did you hear that?
Listen, you could be in South Dakota, but I'll be honest with you. The temperatures are a little bit low in South Dakota right now in February. In fact, they're almost as low as Joe Biden's approval ratings.
Oh, dagger, President Biden. That's going to get you places.
Now listen, in all seriousness, let me start by saying this. Our hearts and our prayers are with the people of Ukraine. We're thinking of those families, their children, and the people who are being targeted right now. The hell of war has come to their country. And if we ever needed a reminder that leadership has consequences, that it matters, the last 48 hours have shown us what happens when America projects weakness.
Projects. Oh, dear. That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
That is exactly what President Biden has done. A strong American president, a strong president would put their citizens first, and they would take these actions right away. Number one, they'd start and expedite the Keystone XL pipeline immediately. They'd reopen our federal lands for drilling and oil and natural gas exploration. They'd revoke the bans on oil and gas leases on the Outer Continental Shelf. They would sign an executive order to cut all the regulations on domestic energy production and its transport to American and European markets. They would immediately, a strong American president would work with European allies and partners to replace their supply of Russian oil supplies with American energy. And they would hit Putin right where it actually hurts by enacting heavy sanctions on the Russian energy sector. They'd lead NATO and other Western allies
NATO.
To cut Russia off from
NATO.
The Western
I gotta
economy,
talk to you like
banking,
a child.
Financial systems, including SWIFT.
The way she talks.
If Joe Biden can't, or if he won't do these things,
he won't.
Then he should resign.
Oh, Lord, help me. Get me to this day.
He should resign before his weak leadership and poor decision-making drag America back into another needless war.
Drag.
Now, that's just common sense. But sadly, almost every major institution in our society today has been compromised against common sense, truth, and freedom. the Democrat Party and their allies in Big Tech, Hollywood, and the media? Well, these experts, they're all the same crew that brought us mask mandates and vaccine mandates. They ignored science. They trampled civil liberty. They preach critical race theory. And they're driving inflation that steals wealth, especially from the poor and the most disadvantaged younger families. Violent crime is surging in cities and disproportionately hurting minority families. And no one should ever forget the disaster in Afghanistan. Despite all these failures, they look down on you. They look down,
on you. I gotta talk to you like a 6-year-old.
Most Americans agree with you.
I can't. I'm tired of these mama bears.
You're just afraid to say it out loud. Well, conservatives.
Is there any hot chick that can actually talk to me like a
conservatives
bro?
I mean, are not afraid.
Bro, that didn't sound right.
We are going to fight for our country.
Fight, 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 fight.
Now, we are not the first generation to face such a pivotal time. And that's why today I want to look at America, and I want to look at where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. First, where we've been. As conservatives, what do we want to conserve? What do we want to save and keep for our kids and our grandkids? We are saving and keeping the greatest country in human history.
We're so invincible. Simply invincible.
Our founders, they built something that the world had never seen before. They took the best of Western civilization from Jerusalem to Athens to Rome to London. They brought together faith, reason, law, and representative government.
Representative government.
In 1787, they put all of that together to craft the Constitution of the United States of America.
Okay, so that logic right there, she said representative government, but yet what happened on January 6th of last year seemed to be very democratic if you look at it from one angle, and yet you don't hear any outrage on the party that believes in personal responsibility and only let a select people make the decisions that what they think they believe is for individualism. The logic of the right has been so poor that, you know, a lot of people, millions upon millions and millions of Americans feel politically homeless. I'm not on the side of AOC. Apparently, last night on the State of the Union, AOC was not happy with Joe Biden, not talking about her little rosy agendas. And by the way, I have a little hots for her, even though I don't agree with any of her political views. Just in the name of American unity, so I'm not making everything so personal. But because a lot of people attack AOC just because she's AOC, I don't attack on her personally. I just do not think she's very she's still politically naive, in the sense that she needs to understand that not every issue has to be a social one, especially with this war, whether you believe it or not. Clayton Morris is streaming this morning with his wife Natalie, both were tech people, and telling you what the media is not telling you about. They're lying to you. All right, cynicism is never going to work. Let's go to cut 8. Because she gives you a nice history lecture. Like you need to know what's going on here.
They set out a Bill of Rights making clear certain rights could never be infringed on. The right to speak and to assemble, the right to worship, the right to act on those beliefs in the public square. The right to arm ourselves against standing armies. The right to a fair, equitable criminal justice system.
Oh.
They acknowledge that our rights come from the Creator. And free people honor their Creator when they exercise
their
those
creator.
Rights to govern themselves
wisely. Oh, God,
wisely.
I worship you.
And the founders spelled out exactly where the government gets its power. The people.
The people. La people. La people.
Read Federalist 49. The people are the only legitimate fountain of power.
Wow. And hyperbolic individualism. Oy, help me here. Let's go to cut 9. We got Tulsi coming up. I don't know if we're going to do her today or Saturday, but let's go to cut 9.
Thing you said on Facebook. It's already happening in the world. And I'm not talking about Communist China's social credit system. I'm talking about Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the Emergencies Act he passed.
Jeez, there you go. It sounds like Morton.
Trudeau froze truckers' bank accounts and canceled insurance on trucks. He used anti-terrorism finance laws to cover crowdfunding platforms like GiveSendGo. And this is why the founders gave us the Constitution in the first place.
Well, yeah, Canada's not a free country, technically speaking.
In 2020, when most states were shutting down their economies and they were forcing unconstitutional lockdowns, we did something very different in South Dakota.
Oh, yes.
Our state motto is, under God, the people rule. And I followed it.
Meanwhile, you had more deaths per capita a year ago. You beat that on the zoo.
As governor, I believe that the best way to fight a danger in our country was through an informed and free American people who made decisions for themselves. I refused to use unconstitutional powers. We never issued mask mandates. We didn't mandate vaccines. We never kept anybody from going to church, and we kept kids in the classroom.
Oh, applause, applause, everybody. Let's applause. It so feels good. I can't argue right now. I'm going to get a boner. Bullshit. Yikes. Yikes. Why?
I didn't arrest or ticket or fine a single individual for exercising their basic rights. South Dakota was the only state that didn't even define what an essential business was. Every business is essential.
Well, yeah, every business is essential. I don't know. Yeah, let's just have indiscriminate COVID parties.
Looking around the world today, we see fundamental freedoms evaporating because of COVID lockdowns, but not in South Dakota. We drew a clear line, and the line between tyranny and freedom is getting more clear every day across our country. The left divides us based on our differences. Conservatives, we unite around our shared values.
Our core beliefs that are not being consulted by experts, because we don't believe in experts. We believe in what we believe in. And you wonder why conservatives are getting a bad name. Cut 10. I don't know what's on cut 10. I forget what's on cut 10. Play it.
The left crushes free speech. Conservatives celebrate free expression. The left says America is racist and that it's evil. Conservatives know America is not the sum of our past mistakes. The left says only an elite class of so-called experts is smart enough to solve our problems. But conservatives know that everyone can contribute and that experts are often the last group who should be put in charge. I want to tell you a brief story about a man who was not an expert, but he saved America at a crucial time in our history.
Oh, the little boy, the little man.
There was approximately 11,000 British soldiers occupying the city during the Revolutionary War. Now, George Washington's ragtag army of Continentals surrounded them, but they were outnumbered and outgunned. The Americans carried only their personal muskets. They didn't have any cannons. They didn't have any ammunition. General Washington knew that as soon as the warmer weather would come, they'd be in trouble. Now, the British, they were going to break out of Boston when it warmed up, storm his position, and that they would end the Revolutionary War. But then a 25-year-old bookseller named Henry Knox came to General Washington with a proposal. Now, Knox had never been in combat, but he had plenty of common sense. He was self-educated in military matters. He sold books for a living, but he read them too. Now, Knox volunteered to lead a group of individuals to retrieve cannons that were recently captured at a fort in New York. Knox and his team traveled to that fort. They disassembled 59 different pieces of weapons. They loaded them onto boats and shipped them 30 miles across Lake George. In fact, the lake froze solid just as they reached the other side. Next, they loaded these cannons up onto sleds. They hitched them up to oxen and dragged over 60 tons of artillery over 300 miles of frozen rivers and mountains. And they did it in less than 2 months. On St. Patrick's Day, 1776, with Knox's guns in place, General Washington and his troops forced the British to evacuate Boston, and America won the battle. Now that's tough.
Oh yes, the grit and the determination. You need to have the jug, the masculine, the toxic masculinity, and the grit. And yeah, I'm just gave you a spoiler. Kyle Lemon.
That's American grit.
I got blood, sweat, and tears.
That's the kind of thinking and doing that we need today. It's not easy, and it won't be overnight, but it is simple. The question is, how much pain are you willing to go through to be free? You are part of a story that began a long time ago. It's the story of human freedom. Many chapters have already been written today, but you are writing a chapter of that story too. And what will it say? What should we do? First, number one, speak the truth. The left lives on lies.
Oh, what? And your crap doesn't smell? Your BS isn't?
It's part of their power to frighten people into falling in line. Take that power away. No one in this room is afraid to speak the truth. But we all know people in our lives who are. So I need you to encourage them. Strengthen them. Let them know that they are not alone in thinking that. Remind them that there is a reality and a truth
still in this world. I'm going to talk like a low-class bitch.
We can know it. And we can live by it. It
she
sets
is
us
so
free,
low class.
And it makes us happy. Second, never give up. We won on mask mandates because people got involved in their communities. And we are going to win on life, first at the Supreme Court and then also in the states. And when we do, it will be because thousands of ordinary people across our country simply said, enough. National politics starts on your street. It starts in your neighborhood.
National politics.
Lead. Find the best fighter that you can and have their back in the trenches. That's the beauty of federalism.
Federalism. Oh, my God. SB2.
When I served in Congress, I'd often walk past the National Archives, and there's an inscription on the outside of the building that says this: the glory and romance of our history are here preserved in the chronicles of those who conceived and built the structure of our nation. Think about those words. Glory, romance. The left never talks about such things. They don't even know what they are. We should talk about them more. There is an old strength to our national character. We have it as Americans. Remembering the strength and calling it forth once again, that is our calling. It is our duty. We have inherited the greatest legacy of freedom in human history, and we have to fight to hold on to it. And we have some fantastic fighters, like President Donald Trump. But he's not alone. The American people are on our side. We will win if we remember what we are conserving, if we keep relentlessly focused on defending freedom, and if we never give up. Thank you so much today for allowing me to be with you. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Stop kissing up to God. Sorry, I guess I'm not getting Christina much attention. I'm looking at my tweets on my Twitter. Let's go to cut 12. See if there's anything new. I forgot what I just edited this morning. I forgot what I went. Roll it. There might be some dead air. Just give me a moment here. We've got some calls coming up. Joey from the fake 87 apparently was there. Okay, there is nothing there. Is it just dead audio? Looks like there's some dead air. All right, let's go to cut 13.
Really bad people.
Oh, the
Let me also express my enormous gratitude to every single one of you here today in the audience. We appreciate you being here. It's a great crowd. That's a lot of people. And that's a lot of fake news. Look at all those cameras up there. Wow. That's a lot of people. And my friends from North Carolina, they've come to 92. Our beautiful friends, they've come to 92 rallies and CPACs and other things. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Much of a like, don't
I don't
they?
Know if their husbands are happy about it, but,
well,
but
yeah,
they are beautiful people. They're great people. Thank you very much. Thank you for your dedication.
They're
you know
beautiful.
What? The bottom line, they love our country. They love our country. Thank you. Appreciate it. So we've been together from the very beginning of this journey, and we are a long way from being done because we had something very bad happen, and we have to keep it going. We're not going to have a country left for an amazing 48 years. CPAC has helped to conserve, protect, and defend our magnificent American heritage. And this year we're being vividly reminded how fragile and precious that heritage really is.
Heritage
I never knew how
democracy.
Important being president was. I was president for 4 years. I think I did a great job. We did things that nobody else could do.
I've heard that one before.
But
how many times have I heard that one before? Four more years. Four. Four more years. Lock her up. Keep America great again. That's the longest one. I mean, I understand you want to have something that fits a bumper sticker, because that was the problem with conservatives. They didn't have good marketing until Trump came along. But you can't make policies fit on a bumper sticker. Just saying. All right, coming up next, we got some phoners. And yes, we have phoners coming in. We got Joey from the fake 87 who's going to probably make fun of me for making fun of CPAC because he was allegedly there. And he'll be there. If Michael shows up, I don't know if Michael's going to show up, but he might be up next. And other fun stuff. We'll be back at 10 o'clock. I was going to do an L&R hour just because I... was going to do this like this one-off, but unfortunately due to this boring thing, I thought I'll just do 2 hours of this and then maybe do more. I'll find more amusing content. I mean, I was spending 2 hours just trying to capture as many content from CPAC. I mean, I don't know how people could tolerate this. I should have done the 202nd version like the Lincoln Project did, but alright, we'll be back in about 7 minutes.